You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 65, Neil Young's Southern Man and Lynyrd Skynyrd's Sweet Home Alabama. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. Welcome to a special double edition of Lyrics Undercover. In this episode, we'll be taking a look at Neil Young's 1970 song Southern Man and Lynyrd Skynyrd's 1974 response Sweet Home Alabama. The two songs paint life in the South in drastically different ways, from shame to pride, and the lyrical feud between the two artists might not have been all that it seemed. We'll listen to both tracks in just a moment, but first, a little background on Neil Young and Lynyrd Skynyrd. In previous episodes of Lyrics Undercover, looking at Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young's Ohio and Buffalo Springfield's For What It's Worth, we talked about Neil Young's roles in both of those bands, but we'll look now at his work with his band Crazy Horse. Neil Young was born in Toronto, Canada on November 12, 1945, where he met fellow musician Stephen Stills. In 1965, Young drove his 1953 Pontiac hearse to Los Angeles, where he, Stills, and Richie Furay formed Buffalo Springfield the next year. However, prior to L.A., Young was part of a band called the Mina Birds, which featured the super freak himself, Rick James, on vocals. Young's involvement in the band was limited, and it broke up when Rick James was taken away by authorities for being AWOL from the U.S. Navy. Following the breakup of Buffalo Springfield in 1968, Young got back to work on his solo career, and the next year released his self-titled debut to little fanfare. After assembling Crazy Horse, Young released his follow-up, Everyone Knows This Is Nowhere, which climbed to number 34 on the Billboard album charts and earned him a gold disc. It was after the release of those two albums that he was asked to join Crosby, Stills, and Nash, initially for live performances, but would turn into recording projects as well for the next 20 years. Their debut album, Deja Vu, was released in 1970 and became the best-selling U.S. album of the year, elevating all four members instantly to rock star status. Later that year, Young recorded and released his third album, which critics have labeled as one of his best, After the Gold Rush. Included on that album was a biting commentary at racism and religion in the South called Southern Man.
Southern man, better keep your head. Don't forget what your good book says. Southern change gonna come at last. Now your crosses are burning fast.
Southern man.
The song focuses on racism in the Civil War era American South, with attention to slavery and the Ku Klux Klan. He reportedly wrote the chord progression for the song in the bathroom of the Fillmore East dressing room before a show, and the song evokes images of cotton fields and colonial estates, along with the striking visuals of burning crosses and bullwhips.
Yeah.
Much like the Australian band Midnight Oil's song Beds Are Burning, which shows a similar sentiment to the Aborigines, the song asks how the Southern man is going to make up for the injustices of the past. The last verse is somewhat cryptic in its message, as it speaks to slave owner Lily Bell and threatens to cut him down, either a term for freeing her slave or very possibly referring to killing the plantation owner. Lynyrd Skynyrd was formed in 1965 at a high school in Jacksonville, Florida, and initially was named My Backyard, but was renamed Lynyrd Skynyrd after the high school gym teacher, Lynyrd Skynyrd, who was notorious for disciplining students solely because they had long hair. The band's lineup featured lead vocalist Ronnie Van Zant, Gary Rossington and Alan Collins on guitar, Billy Powell on keyboards, Leon Wilkinson on bass, and Bob Burns on drums. They released their first single, Need All My Friends, in 1968, after which they toured the South extensively. 3 years later, they released their second single, I've Been Your Fool, and during a performance at Atlanta's Finocchio's Bar, they were discovered by Al Cooper, a producer who was previously with Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Cooper got the band signed to MCA Records, and they released their debut album in 1973, pronounced Lynyrd Skynyrd, an album that featured a moving tribute to the late Duane Allman of the Allman Brothers Band, entitled Freebird. Later that year, Lynyrd Skynyrd would join The Who on their Quadrophenia tour, opening for the rock opera. The next year, Lynyrd Skynyrd released Second Helping, which contained their biggest hit, a musical response to Neil Young's Southern Man, as well as a later song by Young entitled Alabama. The song was a prideful defense of the Southern lifestyle called Sweet Home Alabama. In this next verse, you'll hear the reference to Neil Young and Southern Man, and if you listen closely, right after they sing the first line, along with the backup singers, you'll hear their producer, Al Cooper, sing Southern Man. Crank up the volume to make sure you hear it. The next verse is a source of much controversy, even more than the supposed Neil Young feud. The opening line says, "In Birmingham, they love the governor." This is a reference to Alabama's governor at the time, George Wallace, whose initial term in office was most notably as a pro-segregationist, even going so far as to oppose a federal mandate in 1963 that would allow African-American students to attend schools with Caucasians. However, in his later term in the late 1970s, he became a born-again Christian and apologized for his segregationist views. The seemingly positive reference to the governor would indicate that Lynyrd Skynyrd were Wallace supporters, although many arguments prove just the opposite. Just after the controversial opening line, many claim that the backing vocalists sing Fool, 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 or Boo, Boo, Boo as an anti-Wallace sentiment, not to mention the somewhat cryptic reference to Watergate and his conscience. Now for a quick geography point. The song was recorded in Doraville, Georgia, not Alabama, and the band themselves are from Jacksonville, Florida. But the song's devotion to Alabama comes not from a birthplace, but from a musical home. The song is reportedly a tribute to the studios at Muscle Shoals, Alabama, where Skynyrd did some of their early recording in 1971. At the time, they were supported by the Swampers, a rhythm section specializing in the local sound, a combination of soul, gospel, country, and rock. And you'll hear a reference to the Swampers in Muscle Shoals in the next verse. Even though the song gives the impression that Lynyrd Skynyrd and Neil Young were at odds with each other, it couldn't be further from the truth. The comeback was good-natured, and the two artists actually admired each other. Neil Young even covered Sweet Home Alabama in concert, and Lynyrd Skynyrd singer Ronnie Van Zant, who was killed in a plane crash, along with two other band members in 1977, was supposedly buried wearing a Neil Young concert t-shirt. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.